Most of us have two lives, the life we live and the unlived life within us. Between the two stands resistance. Have you ever brought home a treadmill and let it gather dust in the attic? Ever quit a diet, a course of yoga, a meditation practice? Have you ever bailed on a call to embark on a spiritual practice, to dedicate yourself to a humanitarian calling? To commit your life to the weak and helpless, to run for office, to crusade for the planet, to campaign for world peace, or to preserve the environment. Late at night, have you experienced a vision of the person you might become, the work you could accomplish, the realized being you were meant to be? Are you a writer who doesn't write, a painter who doesn't paint, an entrepreneur who never starts a venture? Then you know what resistance is. It is the most toxic force on the planet. It is the root of more unhappiness than poverty, disease, and erectile dysfunction. The more important a call to action is to our soul's evolution, the more resistance we feel about answering it. But to yield to resistance deforms our spirit. It stunts us and makes us less than we are and were born to be. How many of us have become drunks or drug addicts, developed tumors and neuroses, succumbed to painkillers, gossip, and compulsive cell phone use simply because we don't do the thing that our heart, our inner genius, is telling us to do? Resistance defeats us. Genius is a Latin word. The Romans used it to denote an inner spirit, holy and inviolable, which watches over us, guiding us to our calling. A writer writes with his genius. An artist paints with hers. Everyone who creates operates from the sacramental center. It is our soul's seat, the vessel that holds our being in potential, our star's beacon and Polaris.